I think it's best if we kind of put that game behind us. We had a great chance to get 2 points, and we didn't come through. We couldn't hold on to the lead. And, you know, it's disappointing losing any hockey game. But we'll take our point, and we'll put it behind us and focus on what's ahead.
Excited about the challenge that is the Rangers right now, one of the top teams in the league?
Yeah, it should be a good test for us. They're a good team. You know, and I think everyone's going to be looking at how we bounce back from that loss and if we can, you know, keep positive and keep going.
Last night, how far were you guys from matching what the kind of play you had in the weekend?
I thought we were close. You know, I thought we didn't really put together a full game like we wanted to. We kind of lost track of our game a bit in the second and allowed them to get back in it. But for the most part, there was a lot of good things. We had a ton of chances to end the game. You know, and a couple of big mistakes where we just, you know, lost coverage a bit and let them back in the game.
Yeah, what's your theory on the inconsistency? Is it, what do you think?
I think we've been pretty consistent over the last 4 or 5 games. It's just, you know, like I said, one bad period and a couple lapses and that's all it takes in this league to let someone back in the game and to lose a game, which is what happened last night. But for the most part, we've been pretty consistent. Just last night, we just didn't put together a full game.
Does it say something about this team that you can have a game that you guys weren't overly happy with, yet, you know, kind of stop the bleeding when you needed to and come away with that point?
Yeah, I mean, points are huge. It does mean a lot just to get that one point, but obviously it's coming in here today. It definitely feels like we lost yesterday, and you know, we weren't satisfied with our complete game, and you know, like I said, we just it's how we come in tomorrow, and it's how we prepare tomorrow, see how we bounce back from that loss.
Patrick Laine is shooting at about 22% right now. Is that a sustainable number in your mind?
With him, it could be. He's got one of the better shots I've ever seen, and he's getting to that point now where he's so good, it's almost not surprising you anymore how often his shots find the back of the net. So he's a real talented kid, and he's a good guy in the room, and I look forward to watching him a lot in the future.
Where would you guys be with him?
I don't know. He's definitely a big contributor. I don't know if anyone expected him to come in and make this big of an impact right away. Everyone knew he was a good player and he had a great shot. But the way he's kind of stepped in, he's been a huge part of our team and a huge part of our offense.
Brian, do you get a sense that other teams are fearing him now?
Yeah, I think it's only going to get, you know, people are going to be more and more aware of, you know, how good he is. And, you know, you already see that on the power play a bit, you know, that they're trying to take away his shot, you know, similar to, you know, Ovechkin and Stamkos trying to almost cheat a bit on him. And he's going to get that probably a lot the rest of his career just because, you know, his release and his shot is so dangerous. You know, people are becoming fast aware of how good he is.
We crunched some numbers from the 89-90 season. If you go back then and look at rookies, Solani had 24 goals, Lindros 21, Donald Odette and Ovechkin had 18, and Laine and Malkin had 17. I look at that list, and other than the fact that, you know, those are Hall of Famers, generational-type skilled players, the thing that stands out to me is not one of those guys was in his 18-year-old season when he did that. Can you give me an idea what the difference is in from an 18-year-old to a 19-year-old, what kind of advantage that is?
I have no idea. To be honest, I think we're still kind of all amazed with how good he is and what kind of numbers he's been able to put up. You know, it's people are going to compare him to different superstars and different guys that played before, but, you know, it's just hard to put a finger on, you know, how he's able to do it and how he's able to do it as a 18-year-old. It's pretty amazing.